For the presence of Almighty Yah, we sense the might and the power of your anointing among Israel. As we gather here in the bier of our great King, as we prepare our minds, Ruah Alevim, to enter into this place whereby our Abba speaks unto us, Israel. And as we come to the moment of this time, of this great gathering, of this Migrah, the feast of our Abba, we come before you with obedience. We come before you with submissiveness to hear what our Abba speaks unto the house Israel. We prepare our minds, we prepare ourselves to hear from you. And we cannot prepare ourselves without the certain sound of the shofar of Almighty Yah. Prepare for the battle. As we come against the onslaughts of hell, as the enemy war against the integrity of your Emet, Almighty Yah, but we stand in the integrity of your truth, for we do have the revelation of your truth in the power of Yahshua, for your word is alive, Israel. And the power of your strength dwells in the body of Israel. So as we bow here this night, as we come before you prostrate, bowing down, bended knees to show a humility unto our Abba, we bow before you. We submit ourselves before you, Almighty Yahweh, that you will hear the tefillah, the prayer of Israel, that every shackle of power of hell will be broken, every power of darkness, every spirit that torments the mind, and torments the thoughts of Israel, we resist by the power of your mighty truth in Yahshua. We bind Shatan, we bind every spirit of hell. We speak the power of your restoration unto Israel. The power of your healing flow. The power of your kindness and mercies flow in the midst of Israel. For we shall hear from our precious Abba. For we know that Israel gathers at this time, that we may bring before you, Almighty Yahweh, as you commanded from Israel, that we bring an offering unto you, an offering of fire. And we lift up our voices this night. We lift up our hands. We lift up the branch of life, Yahshua the Lamb. We lift up the power of your standard. We lift our hands that are clean. We lift our voices unto our bar to brook him, to esteem you mightily, Almighty Yahweh. Oh, we esteem you, our Abba. We exalt you. We worship you. We bow before you. We humble ourselves. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we humble ourselves. We do plead the dam of Yahshua. We plead the power of your cleansing atonement. your healing power. For we do gather here and we do pray for your people. We ask your healing strength to move mightily upon Brother Dolphus, Almighty Yahweh. For Yahshua, he sent forth the words, and it went forth and healed Israel. We send forth this word tonight, Almighty Yahweh, that the power of your healing may move upon our precious brother, and the restoration of his body may be restored. We ask it in Yahshua's mighty name. Those that have been battling with certain fevers and this cold, flu-ish like symptoms, we curse it in Yahshua's mighty name, that your healing power may manifest in the midst. Restore unto Israel the power of your wealth and health. Oh yes, Almighty Yahweh. We ask your strength and mercies upon Pastor Person, his wife there in Chicago, Illinois, that you strengthen him and touch him in his body tonight, Yahweh, that he may have the sure confidence and the assurance of your healing power in the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb. Touch Israel. Heal the mind of Israel. Restore us to the fervor of worship and praises unto our mighty Abba. We need that tonight for the gathering of this ingathering. As we come in the latter end, as we wait for our Habashiach, touch us, O Yah, and cause the power of your Emunah, your faith, to fill the hearts of Israel, that we may rejoice in the power of your truth, Yahweh, and stand in the refreshing and the renewing of this hope that we have, Yahshua HaMashiach. This night we shall rejoice. This night we shall raise our voices and our hands unto our Abba. We shall esteem you mightily. Lift up your standard of worship in the midst of a crooked and wicked generation. We shall worship you, Yahweh. We shall worship you, Yahweh. We shall cleave unto you in the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb. In the precious tikvah of Yahshua HaMashiach, we rejoice this night. And all Israel cried, hallelujah! 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 Way, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Lift your hands and shout hallelujah!
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 Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
We will wait upon your promises, Almighty God. These shadows and types, for the house of Israel rejoices. We know that these are the sure signs of your HaMashiach coming again. So we take great delight this night as we began this Mikrah a Sukkot for the ingathering of our Abba. We shall gather Israel all in Yahshua. We shall all speak the same. We shall all walk the same. We shall all worship you the same, Almighty God. For the gathering is soon. You shall gather Israel from the four corners of the world. We know that this Mikrah, is a sure sign unto Israel for the gathering. Israel is soon, and is sooner than what we believe when we first heard. And so help us all tonight, as we shall worship you in these days, that you have commanded Israel to come into Jerusalem and to worship Yah. We brought you this night. May your healing power rest upon Israel, and the strength of your truth fill every love here tonight. We ask it all in Yeshua's mighty name. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, this is Yahweh's house. And He commands us to lift Him up. We shall obey all His commands. Shalom to you, my friend, and the blessings of Yeshua rest upon you. Yahweh, you may be seated. Hallelujah. I do want to say, as we stated in the formal program for this gathering feast, that there could be changes in the process. We have tremendous brothers that will speak, and they will speak unto you the uncompromising word of Almighty Yahweh. They shall declare by the power of Yeshua the commands of Almighty Yah unto the bite of Israel. We must be cleansed. We must be washed from all of our sins. For we are in an evil, wicked, and an adulterous generation. But before I speak, Brother Jason Martin has a few words. He will come and speak to us all, and then I shall come after him. And whatever direction that Yah commands us to go in, we shall do that without any respect or any regard to anyone. We have no complications with that. I do not. Whether it is one or whether it is two, it's all right by me. For my Abba is in the midst. How do I know? Because where two or three come in the midst of the body to worship Him and call upon His name, He shall also be in the midst. Brother Jason, let us greet our young brother. Shalom, Yisrael. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Just want to welcome you all that's here tonight, those listening via internet. I'm glad you're all here with us. We pray that you enjoy this wonderful occasion. We have these pamphlets that we passed out. Just browse through it so you can be aware of the functions or the themes that's going on this week. As Pastor said, we have some wonderful speakers that will speak this week. Also, we have a fellowship, and it's a time of fellowship and rest and getting to know one another as a family. We want to just quickly browse through it just right quick. As we know, tonight is the beginning of the Sukkot, Feast of Tabernacles. We've already went through the other occasions. So Pastor Ross will speak to us tonight. And we pray that you have an open ears, understanding hearts, and a willingness to receive the word. Whether it cuts, it's to prove you and make you a stronger vessel in Yahweh. So before I quit, let's look at Psalm chapter 40, verse 16 and verse 17. It said, let all those that seek you, Yahweh, rejoice and be glad in Yahweh. Let such as love your salvation say continually, may Yahweh be magnified. Let's say, let Yahweh be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet you, starving Yahweh, thinks upon me. You are my help, you are my deliverer. Make no tarry, O Yahweh, my Abba. So you all, let's receive Yahweh's word. And go out of your way to make someone feel special. It's not all about you. It's about the one beside you. In fact, I want you to look to your neighbor and say, I'm glad you're here today. I'm glad you're here today. It's a blessing. May Yahweh barak you. Pastor Roberts.
Yes, we do barak Yah for all things. We certainly esteem Him highly this great gathering as we come in the power of His instructions. And that is simply that we are a people that is obedient unto the commands of Almighty Yahweh. This is a generation that despised the simplicity of the truth of Almighty Yah. I was speaking to Brother Paul Nissan because he often calls me. He has been a very faithful contributor to the works here. And he said unto me, Pastor Roberts, when I sat in your office, we began to dialogue and you began to show me things in Scripture. He said it began to change my total concept about certain things and how that certain aspects of Scripture interact with certain other aspects. And I replied unto him, I said, Brother Paul, I want to say to you, it doesn't necessarily mean that I am a wise man because I spoke the things to you. Because Scripture tells us that the strength of a wise man, he has the ability to hear and he becomes wiser. You understand to the pure, all things are pure. To those that are undefiled and unbelieving, there is nothing pure. So even when a fool speaks to a wise man, he comprehends the depth and revelation of truth in the midst of all of those hidden thorns. So it's not as much as to the one that spoke, but unto the one that has ear to receive what the Ruah of Yahweh speaks unto the bride of Israel. And I must say unto us, we are a people that do not comprehend very well. We are a people that we distant our minds and our thoughts away from Almighty Yahweh. We wonder why we do not sense the progressive power of His light, Yeshua, in us. Because we cannot shemak. We cannot hear Him. Can I show us an example? You think that this is not because it seems foolishness, doesn't it? Yet it's a difficult thing for us to do this, isn't it? Don't sit here quiet on me. Hallelujah. You found it to be difficult. You asked the question, what was the reason? You found it somewhat asinine or filled with stupidity. But Yah commands us to do this. This is a foolish generation. It is one that is foul. And it is a wicked generation. Because He commands us simple things to do. And there is no willingness to do what He commands us. We are a people and a generation. We have gone about to establish our own filthy righteousness. And it is vile. Because it's based upon our disobedience and our disregard to what He commands us. You understand? He commands us to do this. He commands us to do this. But you find it difficult, don't you? You find it difficult. Some of you all, it was a very difficult thing. It seemed stupid. It is not appropriate. Do you not understand that they will go to the ball games? And they will wave the towers up. And they will do their thing and they will lift their voices. And Yah says, all that are Israelites, you that did not have the unction to do it, you're not the true seed of Israel. I said to Minister Ronnie as he came to visit me today, I said unto him, do you not understand, brother, that Shaitan has sown tare seed in the midst of the wheat? Do you not understand that? Do you not understand that all that say that they are Israel are not truly Israel? It is one thing about the strength and the power of Israel. They may wrestle, but they prevail. And they will go the way that Yah commands them to go. And some of you all found this difficult to do. You found it taxing, didn't you? Yet when I go out to Sam's Club, when I get there around 9, and they have their chants, they have their hand clapping, they have their motivational little speech every morning, and they get in there and they clap, and they dance, and they literally, that was the manager, he would dance like this, and I would sit there and just watch him because I was impressed with the man's enthusiasm. He would dance like that. Yes, A-E-S-C-L-U-P, Sam's Club, Sam's Club. You see, he's the one that will get the promotion. And we will never elevate to the level that Yah commands us. Because we are a generation that cannot shemaka. We cannot interpretate that it is Yahweh speaking unto us. And these are simple commands that He commands us. I said to Brother Paul, I said, everything that I speak is simple. It is not elaborate. It is not tied down with traditions of men. It is the simple truth. Oh, I could see us if we were truly in the Ruah. The scripture tells us in the book of Matthias and Marcus that when they heard that Yeshua was coming, they went and they cut down palm branches and they began to cry, Hosanna! 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 And they began to wave the branches to say, save me, Yah. And that is what Hosanna is. Save me. Now look at your hypocrisy. We see the simplicity of scripture. And yet there is no enthusiasm for Yahweh. The enemy has demented the minds of this generation. It's a generation that is consumed with demology and demon powers that control their minds and their thoughts. You give it unto every kind of superficial thing. But what Yahweh says, they will go to this stadium on their first pagan day of the week. And they will raise the towers, the towels. They got this man that is an educated man. He dressed with these crazy wigs on. And he caused the crowds to be enthusiastic. And yet Yeshua came in the power of the living truth of Yah. And he doesn't cause our lives to be enthusiastic. They will shout over Paul game. They will wave their towel over Paul game. And Yah says, you take the ball, the branches, and you wave them unto me. And yet we don't have the power or the consistency in doing what Yahweh commands. Because we are ashamed of him. He said, you'll be ashamed of me in this wicked and vile generation. I will be ashamed of you before my Abba. So this generation is ashamed. Hallelujah. You don't want to do what Yah says. I will read this, or I will still preach on the beauty of this wonderful Migra of Yah. But the house of Israel, the mind is so perverted and twisted. Truth cannot prevail in the midst. It cannot. Not one bit. When we cannot get excited about what Yahweh says, there is a tremendous demising of hell in us. I don't care if you're young. I do not care if you're old. You train your little ones. The world trained them how to walk wickedly. They trained their little daughters to be Jezebels. They trained them to walk in harlotry. That is, trained their sons to walk in this hooligan spirit. Yet we cannot train us to walk after the fashion of Hamashiach. Something is twisted in your damnable, demented mind. It's amazing because I read this 2 weeks ago. I want to read one verse. No, I will not tell you what to turn. I will read it. Yah commands Israel by the mouth of his Nabi, his prophet. He speaks unto them. He says, and you shall take you on the first day the bark, the branches of the magnificent tree. Those that have produced fruit. Those that have produced life. Well, Pastor Roberts, this doesn't produce anything, this willow. You know, there's something amazing about these trees that they absorb the toxicity and the poison of the air. And they change that so that you may have life-breathing oxygen and a source that your body may produce the fruit of life. We are a very ignorant generation because we are very staunch. We are not willing to obey Yahweh. We're set in our corrupt ways, and our ways corrupt us even the greater. He said, you shall on the first day. Is this not the first day? Or the call out Migra, the convocation of Yahweh? Is it not? Is it not the first day? He said, you shall take of you the first day the bark of the magnificent tree, branches of the palm tree, and bark of the fig tree. Now we know that willow is a thick tree, isn't it? He said, you shall take them. Now, this is Yahweh speaking. This is not Moshe's command, but this is Yah. But yet we are people that say we love him, don't we? We are deceived in our own wicked, deceived love. For the heart is deceitful above all things and is desperately wicked. Hamashiach commands and he declares unto Israel, if you love me, then you do what I command you to do. So when Yah commands us to do a thing, we don't do it, we show our disapproval unto him. Now you can speak out of your mouth all you want to and say you love him. And say you have Ahava for Yah, you are a deceiver. He commands us what to do. Hallelujah. This should not be a difficult thing for the true seed of Israel. He said, you take of the bark tree, the magnificent, you take branches and the bark of fig trees and the willow and the willows of the brook. And the willows of the brook. Well, it seems crazy. I know it does. He said, you take that and you rejoice before Yahweh, your Abba, 7 days. Now, that's what he said. It is not my command. Well, it seems simple and stupid. I know it does. But he has taken the simple things of this world. He has confounded the wise. He has made them look stupid. You know, the world will say that is so stupid. But yet they have no compunction going to a ball game. They have no problem shouting when their team is advancing the ball. They have no compunction in their damnable gatherings of their pagan feasts, of their family gatherings, and eating like hogs and swines, and the music playing, and they're shaking their buttocks and dancing their souls into hell. They have no problem with that, do they? Yet the simple commands of Yahweh, we despise them. Because there is no true Hava in us for Yahweh. We have a form of his Sadiq Ahava, but it's one with dissimulation. It is not one that is truly committed unto him. And so it may seem simple, and it is. He gives us a simple thing to do, and it's difficult to do. He tells you what to do, and you find it hard to do. He said, and you rejoice. He doesn't mean for you to sit there with your damnable wicked mouth shut. Don't speak the lies that is in your love. Your love is wicked. It's evil. It's desperately wicked. He said, you take the branches, you take them, and you wave them before me, and you rejoice. And you can't even do that. Isn't that simple? It is so simple. He commands us to do this to see if our faithfulness and our commitment is unto him. And when we take something so simple that lightly, and we take it very lightly. I watch some of y'all. No, I didn't have to look at you. I watch some of y'all struggle. Some of y'all couldn't do it. Some of y'all are ashamed to do it. You fool. You fool. You found that difficult to do? I watch some of your ignorant children blasphemous against Yahweh with no compunction to obey what the command is. I want to tell you all, it's one thing that where the Ruah of Yah is, there's the power of his liberty to worship him. And I don't have to walk in a place to find out how they're doing things. If the Ruah of Yahweh is there, if I am a child of Yah, I'm led there, then I will follow the order of the precepts of what is commanded there. This stupid generation. Can I ask you all a question? You that work. Is there a protocol on your job? Is there a certain thing you have to do? You don't do it your way, do you? No, you don't. You go to a job and you try to change the environment and see how many will rise up against you. We're an ignorant generation. We can't understand the simplicity of things that are so simple, that have great relevance to the end time and the time that we are in. This hour that Yahweh has called us and this time that we are in, for this great occasion, it is just not a time for us to be here staunchly. It is a time that we know that the gathering the ingathering of the house of Israel, for the storms are rising. And we know that we have a hiding place. We have a permanent place, a dwelling place. That's why Yah tells Israel, you sleep in these, in the Sukkot. Why? Because it is no permanent dwelling place. There is no, it is not, it is temporal. We look for the building which is not temporal. We look for the city that is not temporal. And he wants us to do that, to let us know that there is no essence to this life, that we will not lay down. There is nothing. And yet there's a super protocol that he commands us to obey it. It's a generation that is so wicked. It is so corrupt. It is a vile generation. I'm not going to stop saying that. I received a letter from a sister from St. Kitts. She said, Pastor Roberts, what a blessing that Yah allowed me to hear someone that is uncompromising. And I say to you, Pastor Roberts, Israel, we are here. We are not alone because we hear this truth. And Yah shall raise up men that speak like this man, that shall declare his truth. This is a vile generation. Yah has given us a simple instruction. And he wants to see if we are faithful in obeying what he commands us. And we find that to be very difficult, don't we? Sure we do. We are ashamed of Yahweh. I will not be ashamed of my Abba before this wicked generation. I will not be ashamed. Hallelujah. I will not deny what he commands me in this wicked generation. I want to show you what he speaks unto us with Israel. Hallelujah. He says in Wehira, chapter 23, the book of Leviticus. Wehira 23. And I want to begin reading at verse 23. These are not my precepts. These are not my commands. I have no power to do that. For every word that Yahweh established, it is the truth. It is the revelation of Yeshua HaMashiach. For he is the tikva, the hope of the whole house of Israel. It says in Leviticus Wehira chapter 23. And I would begin reading at verse 33. It says, and Yahweh Daba, is this Yahweh? Does it say that in the text you have? It says, and Yahweh, he, Daba. Not only did he speak to Moshe, but he commanded him. And in his command, he declared by the command that he spoke unto unto Moshe. In the midst of that Daba, he warned him. Not only did he warn him, but he threatened him. That is what this declared. He did not speak a word that soothed the flesh of Israel, but he spoke unto Moshe, these are the commands on to the buyer of Israel. And I want you to declare it the way I speak it to you. Don't you add or delete anything at all. And we add and we delete from the truth of Yah. This is a common man's salvation. It is so simple that a wayfaring man can understand. Because of our own stubbornness and our own hearts that beguile us and deceive us, that our minds become corrupt and wicked. We can obey the simple truth of Yahweh. And he spoke. It wasn't man that spoke. And Yahweh Daba, he spoke unto Moshe saying, he said, I want you to, Dabar, speak to the children of Israel. He told him to speak unto the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Hivites. Come on, here's someone. He says, speak unto the house of Israel. He did not tell him to speak unto the Philistines. I speak by the command of Yahweh unto Israel. He did not tell him to speak unto the Jebusites, the Hittites or the Hivites, the Amorites. He said, you speak unto the buyer, unto the children of Israel. Tell them the 15th day of the 7th month. And this is the 7th month. It is not the first month of Yahweh's time. It is not the new year of Yahweh's time. It is the seventh month, the time of the gathering or the ingathering. That is what this month is. He said, you speak to them in the seventh month that shall be the feast of tabernacle. He tells them 7 days for 7 days to Israel. He said, this is my command. This is unto me. Do you all hear that? I'm not as intelligent as some of you all. I do not have the adequate or the college degree. But I am so simple that when I see a preposition or something of that nature, I want to understand what that implies. Because we think we know and we don't know, we omit the little small things that produce the power of the weightier things. He said, this time is 7 days to Yahweh. Do you understand that? This is my thing. This is for me. Has nothing to do with you, but it's for me. This is for me. So these 7 days, he said, the order of it is unto me. And so I will establish how we go. I will tell you how we go. And I want you to go my way because you do all things unto me, don't you? He says to me. He said, on the first day shall be a Nigra Kodesh. It shall be a Kodesh, a convocation. He said, you shall do no laborious, no servile work therein. There should be no laborious work. You should not work on your jobs. You should not try to earn a living. Is that what it says there? That's what Yah means too. This is a wicked generation. I'd rather obey Yahweh than to obey man. Let man be a liar and let Yah be truth. This is what he says. But we say we love him. Well, I haven't sinned, but he's telling us what to do to prove our love to him. Has he not proven us a hava toward us? He has set the power of his life unto Israel. He has set the power of his quickening truth unto Israel. And yet they still reject that. He said, you shall do no servile work at all. I tell you this, my friend, whether you concur, whether you agree, whether you accept it, Yah says it. It's one thing that Shaitan says, doesn't he? He says, my pagan Christmas and Xmas, you shall do no servile work. I want you to give them all the day off. I want you to give them the day of the eve off. I want them to prepare and bring gifts unto me. That's what they're doing. So I want them all off. And very few people do servile work on their pagan days. He says, on my day of gluttony and greed, my hog fast, I want them to fry their chitlins, their fat back and their pig feet. Their gluttonous day of greed of their Thanksgiving in America. He said, but there will be no servile work. And every corporation in America conforms to that. Yahweh says to Israel, he's not speaking to the heathen and the fool. He said, you speak unto Israel. You understand, I rejoice in this because he's talking to me. Hallelujah. If you are Hittite, he's not talking to you. If you're Jebusite, Yah is not talking to you. If you are a Negro, he's not talking to you. If you're a white boy, he's not talking to you. He's talking to Israel. You speak unto Israel. Hallelujah. He said, you tell Israel on the first day, does Yahweh lie? Can he lie? So this is the truth. You can reject it. You can close your ears all you want to. And that's what this wicked generation has done, hasn't it? That's what they did with Stephen. He said, you stiff neck. Uncircumcised generation and leaven. You do always resist the power of HaKadosh Ruah, just like your daddies did. And when they heard that, they could not bear it. They stopped their ears. And so what you want to do in this generation, you want to stop your ears. You want to turn your attention to some other direction. But you are under the gun. You have heard the truth. And what's a man hear the truth? He or she is responsible. You can reject it. It is on your judgment. Or you can receive it and receive the life of Almighty Yahweh. You must receive it. So Yahweh says you should do no servile. There should be no work done for monies or labor. You should do no work that way. None whatsoever. Even in our ignorance, when we started keeping the Shabbat many years ago, I would say to those, tell them, you will give them the money back for the Shabbat. Do not take it. You will not work for a nickel. This is a fearful generation, isn't it? If you're losing their homes, you're going to lose them. Your cars, your children, you're already losing them. You're giving them to the world. You're raising them by the standards of the world. They must be reared in the fear and the nurture of Yah. They have no fear of Yahweh. Hallelujah. I don't care what they grow up to be. You can take pride in all you want to. That's why you're going to fall. Pride go before fall. And haughtiness before destruction. You give them up to hell. You offer them up to Molech and Molcham. You give them to the fire of darkness. You give their souls over unto this intense burning. Their minds over to this corruption. He said, there should be no servile labor. You shall not work. Well, where does our help come from? Does it come from Yah? Do you truly believe that? For you shall be tested. But this is an actual statement. It's just a false statement of expedience. He said, I want no work to be done. I want them to not labor, not to work their fields, not to pick their corn, because the harvest should be in. Not trying to gather anything. If the rain comes and destroys the field, let it destroy it. He said, there should be no servile labor at all. Not whatsoever. There should be no labor. He means what he says because he says what he means. He does not play the gamut like man with words. He tells you directly, forthrightly what he is saying. And he commands you to do it. We're not going to get by accepting partial feed from the book. We must eat the whole stay of bread. That is simple what Yah commands us. He says a time of meditation and restoration unto Israel. Don't you know that there were those that were Hittites saw that and they did that. There were those that were Jebusites and did that. There were those that were Philistines. They saw that. They had read of it and they did it. And the power of the letter of that truth brought the blessings of Yahweh upon them. He said, there should be no servile labor. You don't work. You don't do that. We ought to be afraid of Yahweh, shouldn't we? He said, I don't want you all doing any servile labor. I don't want you working. Worried about these temporal things. Because these things are temporal. They're not everlasting. They're just momentarily. They're not going to last forever. There's only one thing that's going to last, and those are the things that are eternal. He said, these are the things that's going to last, the eternal things of Yah. Everything else is temporal. It's going to fade away. So the first instruction that you should not labor. And if you can't get past the first, you cannot proceed to the second, third, or the fifth. So you must begin with the first step. Don't tell me you love him when you cannot begin with the first step. You must begin with the first step. It's because the enemy has bound this world. He has put them under shackles of bondage. They're debt ridden. Their minds are under bondage. There's no liberty. We have liberty in Yahshua. They're not free. Whom Yahshua makes free, he is free. The power of Yah's liberty rests upon him. They're worried about everything. Yah says, the first command, no work. I don't want you to work. I want you to take comfort in me. No work at all. Oh, this has not changed, brothers and sisters. We can say it has, but it has not. It is a sign of the time to come. It is a shadow of that which is to be fulfilled, and it shall be soon too. The first command is there shall be no servile work. You should not work on that first day. 36 of Verse 23, 7 days shall an offer be made by the fire to Yahweh. There shall be a burning fire of his truth. Yahshua, the word of Yahweh, is a fire. And that fire should burn in us. And cut out and cast out the dross and burn deep in us. That there should be no sin practice or activities of rebelliousness against Yahweh. None whatsoever. But a man gathers in all of his crops into his barn, just like the parable Yahshua spoke. He said, my soul has much. Now I'm going to eat, drink, and rejoice. I'm going to lay back because I have much laid back. And he said, you fool. Do you not know that your ru'ah, your being is required of Almighty Yahweh? Now who's going to inherit that? What you have laid back. We lay up our treasures in the kingdom of Almighty Yahweh. We lay them up in Hoshemayim. We're not trying to lay up anything upon this earth because it's going to pass away. For the word of Yahweh is going to consume this wicked world. It is wicked. It is vile. But a man cannot obey Yah. If a man loves Yahweh, he that says he loves me, keep not my mitzvah, he is a liar. And no truth is in you. You can't say you love him verbally, but it means nothing at all. It's almost like a man saying he loves his wife, and he's an unfaithful man to his wife. His words have no power. He may speak them to the satisfying of himself, know that he have gone astray with some strange woman, but they have no depth of power at all. And for us to say we love him and we're willing to commit adultery with the world and with the spirit of this world, we are deceived and we're full of lies. Yeah. I want Yahweh to judge me and to correct me. Yeah. I do not want to stand before the judgment seat of Yahweh and fill with vile and insidious deeds that I have done and there's not been a cleansing process by the dam of Yahshua. I don't want to stand before him that way. So speak a word that is present unto me. That may show me my infractions, my transgressions, and my actions that are totally against what you command. Only a fool doesn't want to know that. This is laid out for Israel. Is every word of Yahweh pure, or some of his words? Every word is pure. And therefore his servants, we take refuge in this. We love the word of Yahweh. And if you're not a servant, you don't love the word of Yahweh. If his word is not pure unto you, you will not take refuge in it. You see how the enemy has drawn the masses and the people of Yah away from his truth and trying to find solace in everything but his word. It's only going to be found in his HaMashiach. You're not going to find it. He said, no servile labor therein. He said, these are the Mo'adim of the feast of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim, you shall kara, you shall declare it, it shall be spoken, it shall be made known, you shall kara to be a kadosh convocation to an offering made by fire to Yahweh, a burnt offering, and a meat offering, a sacrifice and drink offering, everything upon whose day? This is Yahweh's day. And so we shall offer the sacrifices of praises and the offering of Todah unto Yah. We shall not come before him lethargic. That's the beauty of his Sukkot. We shall not come before Yah lethargic and unemotional in his presence. For he is the mighty one of Israel. This is the Mo'adim to Yah. He said, this is to me. Can I ask you a question? Be very honest. Even there are those that will consider their old wicked grandmama, mama. They will have gatherings for that old wicked woman, or the old wicked man, the old granddaddy, knowing he's wicked. They will drive from different states to come to celebrate a birthday. Sure they will. Some pagan anniversary. And they will save their dollars and their offerings to buy them a gift they think is appropriate, whereby neither one will ever be able to use it. That's what they do. They will take off from work. They will plan it for weeks, will they not? And they do not care what kind of extreme they must go through. They will go through. You can sit in hypocrisy and think this man doesn't know what he's telling you. He knows what he's telling us. And yet when it comes to Yahweh, he says, this is what I want you to do. We struggle with it. We battle with that. We doubt what he commands us. Why? Because there's no fervent hava in our love for Yahweh. They will keep their children at school for Martin Luther King's Day. They will give the memorials unto these men. Whereby there's no power life. There is no power life in Mr. King. There's no power life in George Washington's birthday. There's no strength in Jefferson's birthday. There's only strength in the life and the death of Yeshua HaMashiach. And that is the power of life. And we must celebrate it. Yet they give them all these days off, won't they? Sure they will. Hallelujah. When it comes to the appropriate time of Yah, they will mock them. They will mock them. They will make them the sister. They're shameful, ignorant things. And we follow that same kind of mindset as the world. I shall keep. I'm so gullible that I think that we're on these, one of the more dim of Yah, that the whole world is doing the same thing. Because I sense his quietness. Of course, I'm not out there among the world. I sense the quietness of Yah down here in this little place. I sense the shalom. And my mindset is that the whole world is doing this. But the world is not. But it's one thing that I do every year. Brother Dell and I last year, we rolled out because Christmas, Xmas. And it was so quiet. I said, brother, this is the day to travel for anyone. No one out. The whole nation is shut down. They do not have that many police on duty. Just enough to keep things at bay. They try to work it out that everyone can have that day off, don't they? And yet when it comes to Almighty Yahweh, what he tells us, he said, I want you to do this to me. What a request that he commands us. That's a beautiful thing that he speaks unto us. He said, this is unto me. Don't worry about it. I know it seems, you may not understand, but do this unto me. This is what I want. I want you to do this unto me. Do this for me. Will you do that for me? My, that this great creator ask us to do that? That's all right. I want to do it, Yah. I'm so ignorant, but I want to find every little nuance that I find, I want to do it. Hallelujah. It seems so silly, but that's all right. He has taken the simple things of this world. He has confounded the very wise. He makes them look like they're fools. Hallelujah. Just waving that makes you feel foolish, doesn't it? Because you think you're wise in your own conceit. That's why you feel foolish, because it makes you feel... Because your own wickedness, you think you're wise in your own conceit, but you are a wretched fool. You are a wretched fool. And so your little asinine, two-bit wisdom you think you have, it's not worth anything, because this is so silly, it's so foolish, I feel so uncomfortable. It is right too, my brother. In this wicked world, I will feel uncomfortable not doing it. And the more I do it, I say, man, yeah, you tell me you're going to bless me just for doing that. Hallelujah. Rejoice before you. Hallelujah. Just that. It seems stupid, doesn't it? It seems foolish, doesn't it? And you tell me, yeah, because obedience is better. He does not delight in the fat of lambs and rams. He takes delight in obedience, a mind that obeys him, a willingness, a sincere desire. And that seems crazy, but that's what he wants. He said, I want that. You don't know what it does to my lamb, because you believe that I command you to do it, and you do what I command you. That's the power. The power is not it. The power is doing what he commands us to do. We have the ability to hear. Oh, I'm going to do it, Yahweh, no one else. I'm going to rejoice too. Because I'm going to dance too. Hallelujah. He gives me my legs and my feet. And they will watch the wicked sons and daughters dance their souls into hell. Mamas and daddies. And they will be in the company of the wicked. They will dance like the wicked of the world. They're motivated by that. Well, I will dance in the Ruah of Yahweh. Hallelujah. I don't care how it seems to this wicked generation. I don't care how it looks. I will dance. I will lift my hands and dance to Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It may seem silly. That's all right. I will dance. I will dance. Hallelujah. Those fools will go to the ball games. And someone scored a touchdown, their sons and their daughters would jump up and down. And Yah tells us to leap for joy. See, the enemy knows that too. So he have them fools leaping over a touchdown, told our sister, over a touchdown. They leap up and down over a ball. Wow, baby! They do that. Hallelujah. I don't care if you don't like me. Hallelujah. That's the strength of the warrior, because not too many like him. I like that. Hallelujah. I love for folks to be combative. Yah commands us. He said, you take the branches, and for 7 days, he said, you just wave them. I will sing Yahtavn. I will shout before Yahweh. He said, I want to see if you'll just do it. He said, behold, the eyes of Yah goes to and fro in all the earth. And he looks down, he says, they are a selfish people. They're stubborn. He said, I'm going to remove out the midst of them, the true elect remnant of Israel, just like he has always done. There's a remnant of the seed that he is going to save. And that's it. Period. You're not going to get by not obeying him. We must obey all that he commands. Everything is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Did Yahweh speak this? Did it come out of his belly? Did he lie here? He did not lie. You see, if he had told us to cut off our finger, or those during the time of Islam, when they have Ashushara, when they cut their heads like fools and blood flow, well, that seemed like something of brevity, doesn't it? But Yah just tells you, don't work. He said, I want you to take the bar, the trees, the magnificent branches, and I want you to wave them before me. And see, that's all he tells you to do. He didn't tell you to cut yourself. He did not tell you to pull your nails out. He told you something simple. And when a man cannot obey simple truth, he cannot mature and maturate to the point whereby Yah can trust him with anything. There's one thing about the strength of the steward. And Deacon Horn spoke on that to us. He must be found to be faithful. You cannot be a steward unless you're faithful. And if you cannot entrust someone with the small things, how can Yah give you weightier things? How can you understand the depth of the power of his humble Sheikh? That's why we are miserable. And boy, we are knackered. We are down people. That's simple to do. He said, just don't work. First day, don't work. Hallelujah. And the eighth day, the last day, don't work. Did you still work? Don't do no work. Is that hard? It's simple, isn't it? But we got difficult doing that. Hallelujah. He goes on to say, here in Yirah 23:38, believe me, it was no intention of mine to speak at all during this week. But that's all right. Yah knows all things. You won't have to worry about hearing from me, all right? We have beautiful speakers, brothers, that will speak the truth to us. Hallelujah. Brother Paul, he called me today. He said, Pastor Roberts, there was a sister. They called me from Indiana. And I told her, go to this website and listen to some of the messages. Pastor Roberts said, she called me again and said, Brother Paul, you gave me something that was so blessed. What did I give you? He said, the website. To hear the different variations of teachings and preaching. Brothers and sisters, there's nothing out here in the world. I don't care what you think. They're a false charlatan. They're full of hell. Those that say they have Yahweh, they're more acidine in their ways, and they're more subtle with a serpentine spirit than those of what we call Christendom. Full of deceit and lies, they're greedy dogs. I said to the minister, Today I said, it's one thing, it's my prayer that Yah raised up the Nabi, the man of Yah. Is it me? No, it's not me. But when he comes, I will know. I will know by the words that he speaks, because they will be with the fierce power of fire from the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. For the coal shall be upon his lips, and he shall speak and declare the proclamation of Almighty Yahweh. He shall. For he shall come in the power of Elijah. Not in these weak, effeminate men today. You come not in the strength of Yahweh. You come in the strength of their traditions and their religiosity, but not in the power and the maturity of Almighty Yahweh. They're weak men, they're effeminate men. They have not the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. He said, do what I command you. It's unto me. Do you love me enough to do it for me? It's almost like the wife saying to the husband, please, will you do it for me? Well, when she says for me, he said, well, to show I love her, I'll do it. I'm tired. I don't feel like it. But because of you, same thing with the wife or the husband, man. And he gets up and he does that. And so Yahweh said, will you do that for me? It's to me. This is to me. I want you to show me your pure heart. This is to me. Do you understand this, brothers and sisters? I know it seems crazy, but this is to Yah. This is not to me, it's to Yahweh. It's not to you, it's to Yahweh. It ought to make your heart fat that he will command you to do something to him. That will make you rejoice. That he will ask you that. He said, Israel, this is to me. I'm going to speak to my man servant and let you know that this is to me. It is not much about you. And I care for you. And I do a hava, but this is to me. What? He said, just take that time away from everything. Don't work on that day. Hallelujah. Just rest. And come before me. I know. Just get some branches. Hallelujah. Did you get some branches? If you don't have any apple tree branches, fig tree branches, the magnificent trees are free, trees that bear fruit. He said, just get the willow tree. Get some branches. And just wave them before me. And cry, Hosanna, Yahshua. For he shall save me. Hallelujah. That's what he tells you to do. This world has polluted us. It has corrupted you so that there's no pure sense that Yah is real. I don't ever want to get like that. I want to always have his sensitivity. I don't ever want to get like that. I don't ever want my love to get callous. What about what Yah speaks out of this book? It is not pure. I don't ever want to read this book and it doesn't correct me. And every day I read it, it corrects me. Every day I read it, every hour I read it, every time there's an enlightenment there. Every time, every single time, every time I lay my eyes on scripture, brothers and sisters, this even just from these few verses, as I sat down in the book, there are hundreds of scriptures I can relate to this. That every word that he speaks here, I can speak on every word because they're all significant. But it's difficult for us to comprehend the power of the truth of Yah. This has every bit. Come on. It's Yahweh that does the tree of life. Is the tree of life dead? Are we not the branches? Are we a dead branches? Is he not going to purge them off? And everything, it may have a metaphorical fashion of power. And because we are lively branches, and when the breath of Yah comes, of the life of his Ruah, then we rise up. I know what are dead branches on the trees. There's no life to them. And so he gives us little simple things like this to keep us in mind, hallelujah, of the branch that we are in, to keep us in mind of the true branch, hallelujah, for the life and the source of life comes from that branch and no one else. It doesn't come from me. It doesn't come from you. It comes from his HaMashiach and no one else. Hallelujah. He says in chapter 23, verse 38, he said, beside the Shabbats of Yah, and besides your gifts, and beside all of your vows, and beside all of your free will offerings, which you give to Yah, also in the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep this feast, this celebration, to, again, Yahweh 7 days. On the first day shall be a Shabbat. And on the eighth day shall be a Shabbaton. You shall keep this feast 7 days. And on the eighth day it shall be a time of rest. It shall be a Shabbaton. He also says, and you shall take you on the first day the bark of magnificent tree. Did he tell us what to take? Is this a command or something we can lightly take? Command of Yahweh. Now from this hour, this day, you're not ignorant of it. He said, from you should take the bark of the magnificent tree, branches of the palm tree, and the bark of the thick tree. And he knew that Israel would be scattered in every nation. But he knew one thing, that there are willow trees everywhere. I don't care where you go, you can find some willow trees. He said, you take willows of the brook. Anywhere you got water, you can find some willow trees around there. Anywhere you find the water, you got willow trees. He said, you take the branches of the willow tree, and you shall rejoice before who? Moshe, or before Yahweh? He said, before Yahweh, your Abba, for 7 days. He told you exactly how long to do it. You can take it lightly all you want to. He told you exactly how many days, what you to take, what you to do. He did not tell you to try to go to Jerusalem. He did not tell you to go to Mecca. He did not tell you to bring $100,000. He said, do something simple like I told you. That's all I want you to do. Because you're doing it unto me. My, what a beauty to that. Nothing more beautiful than that. Hallelujah. He said, you do that unto me. Do you realize you're doing it unto me? I know, but that's all right. Do it unto me. I want you to do that. I just want you to do that. I know it's not hard to do. It may seem foolish, but do it unto me. Just wave. Just rejoice.